Hello.
Hello.
We are not at an airport.
No.
Or in a car.
Or in a plane.
Or at an ice rink in Raleigh.
Or on the beach in San Diego.
No. But we weren't doing that then. We weren't recording.
We could have.
Well, no, because I wasn't at the beach.
Well.
Yeah. So, hi, I'm Illyrio.
And I'm Christine.
Welcome to Podcast. It's episode 215. And last week this time, I was wrapping up some time in Jane Colleen's place after the dinner.
Yes, I was already back. I was already back here.
You're already back. We were watching some Top Gear UK.
Last year
after checking out the man cave with all the awesome toys. and our last episode was basically a recording of what I was able to record while we were doing a little podcast segment there.
Yes.
Yeah, we got a lovely thank you note on Facebook from Jack, who thanked us for helping them out. Every break really helps them out, because they're up a really long time.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So, what's new with you this week?
Gosh, not much, really. The kids and I have been doing some, taking advantage of the Easter weekend.
Yes, it's Easter off. Weekend, isn't it? You get four days.
We get 4 days off, and we've been outside. Yesterday, we spent a good part of the day outside. Today, too, actually.
Yeah, today, a big part of the day.
At least half the day outside, which is lovely. It's been fun. We've had a really great time.
Yes, you have taken the Christmas giraffe.
Yes.
And put it in the backyard.
The Christmas giraffe has relocated to its southern location.
Yes, quite literally.
It's on the south side of our yard, in the backyard, that is. And so for people who do know our yard, they'll know that it's behind, when I say that it's behind the apple tree, they'll know where that is. Yeah. For people who aren't familiar with our yard, basically that is the south end of our yard. Yeah. So the Christmas giraffe has gone south for the summer.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I discovered a sad truth about the Christmas giraffe, and that is that its Christmas lights don't work anymore.
It has lights inside, and
but they're white, and those still work.
Yeah, well, not all of them. The ones in the head don't really.
Right.
So I took a peek.
But the Christmas lights that come out of its bod, its neck
yeah,
no longer work. Nope. I'm very disappointed.
Aww.
So the Christmas giraffe might have to remain in the south.
We'll see.
But I did another cool thing, and I strung a string of 100 warm white lights.
Yes, Christmas lights initially, but
down the side of
our
fence.
We're not going to be seasonalists. Going to use them year round.
We don't do seasons very well.
No, because our Christmas lights are still out front.
And so is our autumn corn.
Our autumn corn, yeah. Little autumn corn that we hung up as an autumn decoration.
Autumn corn is still in the front door.
What do you put up for string? I mean, for spring, a bag of dog poop. Bog of dag poop. What the hell is dag poop?
You're having issues. Plus, you said string. What do you do for string?
Yes.
You said, "What do you do for string? Hang up a dog of bag poop."
I corrected that part. Yes, yes. It's been a long day. I guess I'm a little tired. Could be all the jelly beans.
So yeah, so I strung up warm white lights, which add a beautiful je ne sais quoi to our backyard.
Oh, I know quoi.
And so that
it's called kitsch. You should look it up in the dictionary.
Really? No.
It is grotesque that we have that thing in our backyard.
Which the lights, the string of lights.
No, the lights are cute. Sorry, I'm still hung up on the giraffe.
I know, but you need the lights because at the end of the extension cord from the lights to the south of our yard is the Christmas giraffe.
Yeah, so you're using that to close the circuit. You're not actually, putting that up there because you want to be the kitschiest person in the neighborhood.
That is my goal.
Thought so.
Because you have forgotten about the Christmas palm.
Which is next to the barbecue now. Ugh.
But the Christmas palm is not moving.
No.
Christmas palm is going to spend the rest of its life.
It should just be called the palm.
Exactly. Except Christmas palm is funnier.
It is funnier. And it does have lights.
Palm was just boring. Plus then you say, wait a minute, are you talking about hands?
Mm-hmm.
I have a palm on my back on my back porch and people go, what?
What? You mean palmist? A palm reader?
You mean palmade?
Do you mean palmade? I was just about to say. Palmade? An unguent? on your back porch. Yeah. So that's what that is. We bought a shed. Hey, if your name is Costco, we might just spontaneously give you $1,000 one day.
Would you like $1,000, Costco?
That's what happened the other day. That's what happened the other day. We went to Costco and we left with, they had $1,100 of our money.
Oh, God. I don't know.
Well, I bought a second display for my setup downstairs.
We're going to have to, like...
Oh, please. We're fine. We live in Shangri-La, la, 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 la. Everything is nice.
Where?
Shangri-La, la, 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 la.
Okay.
I bought a secondary screen for my setup. So I can have GarageBand on one screen all by itself. It's glorious. Don't have to squint.
In Illyria's man cave, that is.
Well, that's the studio.
It's kind of your man cave.
Oh, there isn't a man in there now.
Well, no, but there are little men.
Little men. And little women.
Doesn't that count for a man cave? If there are little men in the...
I suppose. There's also a sentinel.
Ask Jay. He has lots of little men in his man cave. I think that applies.
I don't know how many of them are actually men. I think they're all like superheroes or different creatures from other planets. I don't know if they qualify.
Oh, give me a break. Dude, there are Ghostbusters in there.
Yes.
Those are men.
You are correct. They are men.
And if memory serves, there are like two or three sets of Ghostbusters.
Yeah. You know he still has workable slime.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's not dried out.
It hasn't dried?
No.
That's awesome.
And he has one still in the packaging.
Plus there was He-Man. He's a man.
He's got tons of He-Man.
See? He-Man. He's a man. He-Man. He's man. He's man.
Jesus Christ. Juan Guzman is another thing. The Guzman cave. Juan, hello, my name is Juan Guzman. Come into my man cave. Everybody just say the Guzman cave. We should put up a sign. Not man cave, but the
Guzman
the man studio. It's Studio P for potential cast.
With an on-air light. Did you tell everyone about your on-air light?
I told people about the on-air light. I have the coolest on-air light in the world.
Yes, you do.
That you got me a couple Christmases ago.
You have a combo of people to thank for that.
I know.
Anyway, so yes, so...
So, I got a display for my setup, and we bought a shed.
Yes.
Which is getting delivered Wednesday.
Yes, providing I can be there.
What do you mean?
Well, they deliver from like 8 to 6 or something.
Are you going to be here in the morning?
6 p.m.
Are you going to be here in the morning?
Well, I'm supposed to be here all day, but if I get a last-minute job, I'm going to be faced with a
conundrum. Because I'm done at noon on Wednesday. So, anyway, we'll figure that out elsewhere. We're already boring everyone. Wake up, folks. We're going to talk about interesting stuff now. Yeah, we got a shed. We need a shed. And I thought it was going to be, like, big and unwieldy, right? Because when you look at it in Costco, it kind of looks small, but then you figure, oh, no, it's going to be much bigger looking than this.
Yeah, because Costco is so gigantic.
Yeah, and then Nicholas and I, you and Isabel were napping today. Nicholas and I were out there.
Brilliant nap, by the way. Go on.
Nicholas and I, I'm trying. Nicholas and I were out there putting, basically laying some... they're like these wooden tile things we got from IKEA. Just to see the extent of the dimensions of the shed in the proposed location. And it's not that big at all. Our yard is bigger than we thought.
Yeah, it doesn't take up that much. It is still tall.
Yeah, and it'll be, you know, big and we'll be able to see it from the house and stuff. But we're finally going to be able to put, you know, gardening implements. And
yeah, that'll be nice.
Lawnmower back there and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm gonna level it out a little bit, but it'll be a welcome addition to the yard.
Definitely,
we'll be able to put the wagon in there.
Yeah, lots of kids' good
outdoor
stuff.
Toys.
Yeah,
yeah,
lots of good stuff will be able to go in there and clear out some of the space in the basement.
Yeah,
but also it'll help us regroup some of those yard tools and things like that should be in the yard anyway, not in the basement.
And on the basement, and sometimes we don't bring them back to the basement, so there's some things that are kind of up in the yard, and they're not protected from the elements.
Yeah, they sit out all.
And there's other stuff down there. Anyway, so this will be a really good thing for us.
Yeah.
And, Easter Sunday, where no grocery stores were open, but I was able to find a butcher that was open. Very pleased.
Mm-hmm.
Got some stuff for dinner tonight. And tomorrow we're off to my sister's.
Yes.
That'll be interesting. And we'll spend some family time there. I have a bit of a business meeting before with one of your old friends, so we're probably all going to schlep off and hang out. And yeah, so any big things planned this week?
No.
No?
Not a single big thing.
I start my trainer training for my big month away for that national retailer.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When's that? This Saturday?
I'm doing Thursday, Friday, and a little bit on Saturday. That's new.
Yeah. They don't usually have you working on the weekends.
No, but I think they're a little bit pressed for time.
Because
they've been trying to get this contract to get settled for a little while. It's been pushed back a few times. Mm. However, apparently we've gotten the A-okay. I have requested Western Canada, so I cross my fingers and hope I get to go to Vancouver again.
Yes.
Which would mean that hopefully this time I will be able to see Michaela.
Right.
And that would be awesome. No, it was way too short.
Yeah.
Visit. So, and I hope this time I will not return with any major health issues.
Yes.
Speaking of which.
No major health issues allowed.
Beep, 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 beep. Blood pressure update.
Yes.
Guess what my blood pressure was today?
Are you asking me?
I'm asking you.
I say 124 over 81.
No, 131 over 80.
Wow, that's good.
But yeah, the diastolic is actually normal.
Your diastolic is normal.
That's crazy talk, huh?
Actually, speaking of blood pressure, we went to the drugstore, the kids and I, the other day.
Oh, yeah?
And all three of us tried... Actually, we were at Loblaws. And all three of us tried the blood pressure machine repeatedly. Oh, my
God. You put our little two-and-a-half-year-old in a blood pressure machine?
It was hilarious.
Was she trapped and freaking out?
No. But we all in turn, got trapped. But, you know that you can hit the red button and it deflates pretty quickly. And how was your
blood pressure?
Actually, my blood pressure was a little over the first time and a little under the second time.
What about the boy?
Oh, it was not an accurate measurement because it was measuring his forearm.
Yes.
As it was
well, for Isabel, when I saw too. The specialist, well, the internal medicine guy, he took blood pressure on my ankle. Just to make sure everything was copacetic. Hey, I could
do that with Nicholas and Isabel next time.
Yeah, you could. Just wrap it around the leg.
They'd have to get up on the little seat, mm-hmm. though.
So we're waiting for Game of Thrones to be delivered by Uncle Nefarious.
Yeah. We're waiting for that
delivery. Hopefully it'll be here soon.
We've told him not to ring the bell.
He did deliver a copy of tonight's episode, but it was erroneous. And I'm very, very upset.
But instead we watched Scene Bean Death Scenes. Scene Bean Death Scenes. That was hilarious.
Sean Bean, apparently, the rumor is that he dies in every role that he plays. And yeah. If you go to YouTube and you search, and I'll put a link to this in the, maybe in the show notes, but definitely in the podcast.
Hey, maybe we can share links. I need a link. I need a link from somebody out there who has it. That guy who does that medley of all the pop songs with the same beat.
Yeah, so if you know what that is...
If you know what that is, send me a link. I think
that was Mike the Friendly Communist who played that for us, and I have to get in touch with him.
I want to show it to a colleague the other day, and I couldn't, for the life of me, remember what the link was or what it was called or anything, and I did a not-so-extensive search on YouTube and came up with nothing.
Mm.
So I'd really love to get that link to that thing that he played for us when we were all sitting around the little arena chair and tables, the arena table.
Yeah, the little snack area.
Yeah, that snack area.
The Sean Bean video is interesting. Spoiler alert, he dies repeatedly.
So the link, Olivia will post the link.
Yeah, there we go.
It was funny.
It's awesome.
It was pretty funny.
So hopefully Game of Thrones will arrive soon.
Yes, hopefully.
And
once it
does, we'll watch and we're very excited. I enjoyed the first episode of season 2.
I did too.
Yeah.
I've been enjoying Game of Thrones period, so that I have nothing to say.
It's pretty awesome. Anyway, I'm all done.
I think so too.
You good?
I think you are as well.
Well, thanks, folks. Media Junkyard is not officially gone. They didn't have episodes last week, but they're working on releasing a couple of other things, so we're not going to do their sign-off. But we will say, until next time...
Be brave.
Oops. Wait, that's what I'm supposed to say, because I forget what you say. Be brave.
Stay calm.
Yeah, stay calm. And watch for the signs.